Wait, hold all beings in our heart. We take a moment and really think on that, really be with that, to hold all beings in our heart. Those we like, those we don't like, those we've never met, those we probably won't in this life. When we consider that the heart being impersonal and impartial easily can hold all beings, those we like, those we don't like, and those we've never met, that it is the mind and the emotion-mind complex, that it is the sense of self. And the unique preferences and avoidances that each of us has, that is the that doesn't want to or makes choices. But the heart is impartial. Heart is impersonal. It can hold it all, hold all beings. And as we continue our meditation, it is dedicating it to the health and well-being, the leader of the monks that are walking, to the health and the well-being of all the monks that are walking, to the health and the well-being of everyone lining the streets, walking with the monks that are walking. We dedicate our meditation as we continue it to everyone out, everyone taking action for the well-being of others. For harmony. For oneness. For the wholeness of all life, we dedicate our meditation. And we go back to the Vipassana consideration, the active meditation and contemplation on the heart and the mind. The heart is impartial. The heart organ is impartial to the whole body. It serves the whole body, not just certain parts. The heart chakra serves all of life, all of path, all awakeness, all compassion. No restrictions, no limitations, no boundaries, no preferences. And so when we align through invoking that I be filled with loving kindness, the heart certainly doesn't need it. It's the fountain, it's the mother source of loving kindness. So what are we asking? Well, of course, we are asking that our mind, and thus our sense of self, I, this sense of I, which is a thought form, a collection of thought forms, that it be filled, mind and sense of self, which are inextricably and inseparably linked, that arise together. That I be filled with loving kindness. And how marvelous that we can identify what is and is not. Vipassana meditation. What is and is not? The heart does not need this invocation. It is not the heart that is the reference point. We can feel that. Why is it that when we put a hand on our heart, poof, poof? Why is it that when we think about ourselves, me, I, it's not so broad, it's not so big? It's not a poof. Which is not a judgment, that's an experience. An experience that's telling us, reminding our mind, and thus the sense of self, of a truth. The heart already is loving kindness. It's a mother source. And so may I be filled with loving kindness. And may we feel our minds and sense of self, this me that will walk through the day and interact in all the ways and opportunities that it will, including with oneself, inside one's own mind and emotions. May I be filled with loving kindness and feel it, welcome it, invoke and welcome. Loving kindness, just pouring in, or like snowflakes landing so gently, melting into us. be saturated, like the soil after a rain. May I be filled with loving kindness. May our minds be saturated with loving kindness. Which includes loving kindness for ourselves, of course. Maybe even first. I don't know. Maybe it's different for different people. May I be filled, saturated. And then, like the soil after a good rain, the fertility of that soil, the fertility of this sense of self and of this mind and emotion complex, it can actually bear goodness effortlessly in any situation. How marvelous. May I be filled with loving kindness, this mind, this me. So that maybe this heart, which is always, always pouring out loving kindness, is never thwarted, never hindered, never constrained. all through the day. All through the day, may I be filled with loving kindness. May this mind and this me be saturated like the soil after a warm rain. Be saturated with loving kindness. So that every thought, word, and action to myself, within myself, about myself, are from loving kindness. Arise from that soil of loving kindness, that saturation of loving kindness with everyone I encounter, every kind of being, plant, animal, unseen, guiding forces, every being. From the saturation of loving kindness, may I interact and interbe with all beings. May I be filled with loving kindness. A mind saturated with loving kindness. Then the me, the sense of self, will experience more loving kindness for oneself, more acceptance, more genuineness, more presence and patience with oneself, and more loving kindness, impartiality, broadness, broadness of love and acceptance, while still taking action as necessary. And so we will be well. No matter the circumstances, we will be well in our mind, well in our hearts, well in ourselves. We will know peace and ease born of loving kindness. And we will have a contentment, a gentle contentment. We will be happy. Ooh. Love you all. Create your day deeply, fully. Create your day from this saturation, from this rain from within, since the heart is the mother source. Love you all.